The Hollywood opening of the coming-of-age teen buddy comedy film Superbad may have premiered 15 years ago. But it sticks out in Steven Glansberg's mind like it was yesterday. There was the hype, the celebrities, and, of course, a red carpet at Grauman's Chinese Theater, where the premiere took place August 17, 2007. But for Glansberg, a Coquitlam lawyer practicing family law at Clark Woods LLP in Millardville, there was a crazy moment during the movie when he heard his name on the big screen in a throwaway line by Jonah Hill, who plays Seth. "I gotta sit and eat my dessert alone like I'm explicit, Steven Glansberg," says Hill. Although the spelling of the name is different, the reference is definitely an homage to Glansberg, who was a high school friend of Superbad writers Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. "It was a vibe. It was a real treat, to say the least. Just super exciting," said Glansberg. "You know, there were some celebrities around, but for us it was great to see our friends so successful." Glansberg on Glansberg Line: "Not so funny." Glansberg found the movie hilarious, as did most high school students across the world in the early 2000s. Based on the real-life adventures of Rogen and Goldberg, who attended Point Grey Secondary School in Vancouver, along with Glansberg, the movie may exaggerate, but it's more or less true to the life of teens trying to meet girls, partying and finding ingenious ways to get access to alcohol. The funny McLovin scene comes to mind. The fourth high school friend in the flick is Sam Fogel, a.k.a. McLovin, who also went to Point Grey. However, the Lonely Lunch Guy reference has become a meme, with GIFs, a mention in the Urban Dictionary and other references in Twitter and other social media. But when Glansberg heard the line in Superbad that day 15 years ago, he was somewhat underwhelmed. "I do remember that right in the scene was my line and I looked over and Evan was just staring at me waiting for my reaction. It didn't seem to be the funniest joke in the movie. So, I don't know why this joke has got on public consciousness so much," mused Glansberg. While he didn't get any royalties from the mention, Glansberg had to sign a waiver agreeing to the inclusion before the movie came out. But as a 25-year-old guy just heading to law school at Western University in Ontario, the whole thing seemed like a lark. He had just finished a 7-month backpacking trip to South America and had driven down to Los Angeles for the premiere. "I was just supporting my friends. You know, at the time I thought it was really cool to have my name dropped in a movie. I didn't know at the time that this would go on to be such a cultural phenomenon. Not the Lonely Lunch Guy, now a respected family lawyer, with 2 young children, including a son heading off to kindergarten this fall." Glansberg says he would like to be remembered for more than a quip about a lonely lunch guy. For one thing, Glansberg is very social, often befriending those who are more introverted. For another, he said he and his buddies never ate in the school cafeteria at Point Grey, except for maybe grabbing a deep-fried potato patty. They were just like McDonald's, but only 35 cents. And, in addition to being a successful lawyer with a family, Glansberg has a spectacular mustache that gives him some pride, unlike his namesake Glansberg, who will always remain a teenager on the silver screen. "I was always happy to have my name in it, but you know, it has loaded up a little too much and you know, a part of me doesn't mind but I also don't want that to be the thing I'm known for. I've got a lot going on in my life. Rewatching Superbad and had somehow forgotten the Steven Glansberg moment and my god did it destroy me." pic.twitter.com/wildshugex, Patrick Monahan, @PattyMo, February 9, 2021.